You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Police Officer Max Golden got the first of many likely awards this week. Police Chief Alex Ramirez commended Golden at an event for heroically rescuing a man and two dogs from a burning home on Blake Avenue. His quick actions, captured on body camera, were crucial in saving lives during the fire. A paper truck crash shut down the southbound lanes of the interstate in Kenosha County last night, scattering shredded paper across the highway. No injuries were reported in the incident. Home sales fell in the first quarter of the year by over 10% in Racine County and 5% in Kenosha County. New listings went up 17% in Racine, but dropped 15% in Kenosha. The average sale price for a home in Racine County is $308,000. It's about $20,000 higher in Kenosha. A new nonstop route from Milwaukee to Detroit starts June 13th. Spirit Airlines is launching flights twice a week with fares starting at $37. And two rounds of strong storms are expected in the area with hail possible late tonight and both hail and strong winds likely tomorrow afternoon. The exact timing of the storms isn't yet known, but we'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
Oh, we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub Gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest running live action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie-directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. The cast of The Breakfast Club reunited last Saturday for the Chicago Comic and Entertainment, or C2E2, convention to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the John Hughes classic. Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, and Anthony Michael Hall were all in attendance. Over the course of the afternoon, they shared some inside info about the film. Molly Ringwald echoed what people on social media have been saying about the makeover Ally Sheedy's character received at the end of the movie. Ringwald's character changed Sheedy from a goth character and gave her a much more preppy look, irritating some people who didn't like the conformity, including Ringwald. Emilio Estevez told the crowd that the first time he met the cast and John Hughes, he was numb from painkillers because he had just had 4 wisdom teeth taken out the day before. C2E2 marks the first time the cast was together in 40 years, and in case you're wondering, they all shut down the idea of a sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers later this afternoon. Our high 57 today. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, a quarter inch or more possible, a low of 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thundershower with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.